There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
How much would you pay for a hot dog? And Iceland opened the world's largest man-made ice cave. Wow. We're going to talk about it right from the get-go here on this version of America Tonight. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. All right, I had to tell you about the hot dog thing first, because hot dogs and hamburgers are probably part of what you might be eating anyway this weekend. I know people are funny about hot dogs, but how many hot dogs do we sell every year in the United States? Go to a ball game and not eat a hot dog unless you're vegetarian? I'm going to say, So how about this? Ahmed Mohammed is a vendor in New York City and sells hot dogs. How much would you pay for a hot dog? Think about this. On the street of New York City if you were there, right? It's a classic deal when you go to the city. There is a vendor near the World Trade Center, the one I just mentioned, Ahmed Mohammed. And this is what he charges for a hot dog. Supposedly it's supposed to be $3, but he sold one guy who had no idea a hot dog and a pretzel for $15. That's crazy. Would you not question that? Then it was uncovered that the vendor had charged some people $20 or even $30 for a single hot dog. I just have to say this. If you went up to a vendor anywhere in the United States, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Chicago, I mean, pick any big city, and they said, okay, that's $30. Really? Would you pay $30? I'm just saying. So usually it's $1 or even $3. Even in New York City. I mean, give me a break. So here's the thing. So this vendor, the local TV station, caught him charging different amounts to different people, and they did a little story on it. But the bottom line is he didn't post his food prices on the cart, and it's not really, they say it's not really illegal. If you go to the Department of Consumer Affairs regulations, you can charge what you want to charge. But how crazy is it that you would think it's okay to pay $30 for a hot dog? I mean, you know the food is higher and ridiculous in New York. Like what you would get at a Chili's in New York compared to a Chili's probably in your neighborhood, what you would pay for just even a salad, it's three times more. But a hot dog on the street? Come on. $2.50 maybe max or something? Something like that? I mean, give me a break. At least the Department of Consumer Affairs, I guess, is going to investigate this guy and check into a few other people and how much they're charging for hot dogs. So there's my big tip to you. And this is hot dog time, right? So if you find yourself in a situation in a big city and someone's telling you it's $15, you just need to walk away. You need to not buy a hot dog from that person. Since it is the official start, I think, of summertime season, I just wanted to say this. They listed the top beaches in the world, some of the top beaches in the world, and who made the top beaches in the world. I mean, how do you determine what the top beaches are? Anyway, I'm just going to throw this in because I know our friends in Florida are listening, and I think Sarasota has some of the best beaches around, period. And one of the things for this latest beach survey that I was looking at, there's a doctor at the Laboratory for Coastal Research at Florida International University, right? And he's considered to be a world authority on, you know, everything from coastal storm impacts, beach erosion, you name it. And he ranks the beaches, and he's been doing that since 1991. And here's his criteria. It includes water quality, safety, available activities, and environmental stuff. So a whole bunch of things. 4 out of 10 beaches are in Florida. 4 out of 10. And I'm not surprised by that. And, of course, a couple of them are in Hawaii. One of them I've been to, Barefoot Beach Preserve. That's in Bonita Springs, Florida. It's gorgeous beach. Then there's another one that's also in Florida, and it's Cape Florida State Park, and that's in Key Biscayne. Another super, super gorgeous beach. Great for swimming. You know, there's great waves. I've been there. I've actually spent the day there once, and it was gorgeous. And Naples, Florida has a great beach, and it's the Del Norwegian's Pass State Park. If you're ever there, that's a great place to check out. It's a pretty big area, and they have they have, you know, just great parks. They have great areas to change, to shower when you get off the beach. I remember that vividly when I was there. One of the other beaches that made the list is another place where I happen to live outside of, and it's East Beach in Santa Barbara, and it's about 4 miles. It's pretty small, but there's volleyball, they have the same thing with the showers and everything, and there's a restaurant that's right there on the beach too, and it's pretty cool. But here's the problem with California, for all of you Californians who are listening. When you come from someplace else, and I know a lot of you know this if you've ever dipped your toe in the water of the Pacific, it's freezing. When they have a really hot day and you can actually swim and you don't have to have a wetsuit on, that's a great day in California, because the water is so crazy cold. And when I moved there, I spent some time in California. I don't know why, because, you know, if you paid attention, you could easily look that up. I just assumed that the water was, you know, that the water was great, that there wasn't a problem with the water, and we would, you know, we could go swim whenever we wanted to swim, but not so fast. It really wasn't that way. I have to say, I was very, very surprised by that, because I just assumed, you know, the whole thing with the Beach Boys, California girls. Yeah, California girls might be walking down the beach, but they're not hanging out in the water for long periods of time, unless it's just one of those rare things where there's been some incredibly, incredibly warm weather. Otherwise, I just don't see how you could do it. And then a follow-up note to something completely different that we talked about over the, you know, over the week, was these airbags that Takata is taking care of, the exploding airbags. They said that six, because there were so many cars, they say it might take 5 years to fix that airbag problem. And I mean, of course, because you're talking about an incredible number of cars that they have to, you know, that they now have to fix as a result. And I mean, we're talking all kinds of cars, from SUVs to trucks to smaller, lighter cars. The bottom line is, you know, the side airbags on the passenger side, or the driver's side, and the airbags on the passenger side, not good if you're just driving along and it explodes. Imagine the accidents that can cause, and also what it could do to, you know, ultimately what it could do to somebody when they're driving, and they're driving at a higher rate of speed, and they're just taken aback by it, because boom, it explodes in their face. And of course they knew that, and that's why the rush to try to recall those cars. But 5 years to get that fixed, wow. And I think part of that is because of the amount of cars that we're talking about. All right, it is Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're enjoying yours with your family, friends, or just chillaxing somewhere really cool, even if it's in your house and it's one of those staycations. Stay with us. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. I am really excited about the guy that we have waiting in what I like to call our virtual green room. His name is Lloyd Bly, and he's with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And here's the deal. I was out speaking about what's your wow, and I think everybody has a wow. So he folds in nicely to this, it's your business. And he was the lucky winner of, you know, pulling out cards in a hat or a jar, I can't even remember what it was, to join us on America Tonight. And I'm sure he's probably already had his cup of coffee already, or maybe he doesn't even drink coffee. Hey, Lloyd, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate.
Are you a coffee guy?
Actually, I drank it for so many years, I had to change the tea after a while.
I love that. You know, more people are saying that they were diehard coffee people, and then they started to feel like the effects of coffee or caffeine or whatever, and then they switched to tea. You're like the 10th person, really, seriously, within 2 weeks that told me that. How interesting is that? All right, so tell me about jumping into, you know, how did you get into the career that you find yourself in now? How did you get into that space? Because I bet you didn't start out there, did you?
No, actually, I didn't. I spent a long time, what some people call commercial. I was in heavy industry, manufacturing on a technical side, and spent what I call a career there, 40-some years, but after a while, you get to kind of grow up there, and you decide, well, maybe I'll try something else. And for several years, I was thinking about the real estate market and how active it was, and I felt like with the number of people I have met over the years and the various experiences I had, that real estate just sounded very exciting to me.
So when you make that leap, like you say, 40 years in manufacturing, and you certainly have gotten to know lots of people in business, and you decide, okay, this is interesting to me. I'm going to take this leap. I'm going to do this. Is it kind of scary when you finally decide you're going to do it, or no, it's really exciting?
Well, I'm one of those people that is very detailed, and I read a lot, and because I have that background, I really evaluated several different opportunities and, second application, so to speak, and I felt very comfortable, actually, the more I thought about it. Heavy industry with some of the larger companies in the country, I moved around several times, so I was well familiar with that aspect of real estate buying and selling, and had an appeal to me.
Yeah. It's a hot time for real estate now, especially in Texas, you being in Texas. What is that? And they always say, as you watch real estate, that's one of the economic indicators as to how well we're doing in the country. Have you found that in certain areas, houses and commercial properties are just flying off the shelf, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. And there really isn't just certain areas. I mean, I'm in Dallas, and Dallas-Fort Worth area is very hot. Some say it's white hot. It's just been really exciting.
Is it at that point when we say it's just white hot and people are excited about it, it's unbelievable, is that the kind of, is that what we call where people are literally calling you? They see a property, they see your name somewhere, boom, and you're getting the calls, and you're getting a lot of incoming instead of so much of you beating the shoe leather.
Well, yeah, we do see quite a bit of that, for sure. Our office is very active, and we get many calls into it. I get calls directly also. But what's happening, of course, is there's such a demand. Housing inventory has fallen behind, and that makes the buyer even more nervous, so to speak, in trying to get a home that they're looking for.
So, in other words, then it's a great time if you're selling a house, because if somebody wants to get in, and do you find in your experience, if somebody wants it, they want it no matter what, and they try whatever they have to do to try to get into that place?
Well, they really do. Many houses are selling more than the list price, and it becomes very competitive amongst buyers on the bidding side as to just where they're going to bid over the list price. That's a different market, really unusual in a way. I haven't seen it that heavy before in my years.
Is there a certain price point? What's the hottest price point for people listening? I think that's interesting. Is it in the 400 to 500 range or more, or 200 range or less, or what's the sweet spot, I guess?
Well, I think there's several of them. There's still a lot of buyers that are looking under 200, and that is it's an extremely tight market for those people that are in that particular buying area. But in the 350 to 550 range is extremely hot. That's a huge area in the Dallas Metroplex. You know, with all the large businesses moving in, many of those people are buying in that area. We've got these large companies coming in from California and consolidation of headquarters and whatnot. So that price range, 350 to say 500, is very hot.
What would you tell somebody, and because I think this is such useful information for people all over the country, what would you tell somebody to look for when they're buying a house? Is there like a list you should put together of, okay, when you go in, think about this. Here's some things to think about. What do you tell people?
Well, oddly enough, maybe it depends on their age, too. The younger folks need a little more guidance sometimes, just to help them along and to what the house has, first of all, I haven't sit down so that we can talk about what they're really looking for. Are you just looking for a three bedroom, two bath, or four bedroom, whatever? Did you want a family room, dining room? You know, a lot of people do away with dining rooms these days. Do you want a porch? I mean, go through the whole thing with them. Make sure that we're all on the same page, because of course that helps me as a realtor in finding. I have to understand thoroughly what they really want so that we can find what they want, because there's so many opportunities, there's so many options. But now the older buyers, usually they pretty well know what they want. They've moved, two or three times maybe. They know pretty much what they're looking for in layout and design and energy efficiency. And so they're a little different market to handle.
Yeah, it's interesting how you broke that down, because you're right. It depends, first time versus somebody who's flipping something over versus somebody who is, you know, maybe in their third house even. And, you know, and speaking of flipping, that's also very hot, where a group of people get together and they're investors and they're buying properties. Have you seen a lot of that?
We see quite a bit of that. It was really hot this last year and a half, 2 years, as we came out of the recession. And that has actually caused some problems for the so-called single buyers, independent buyers, because they're looking for homes to buy at equally good prices. And some of that market has gone away. So this has actually increased prices for those folks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've always wondered this. When you're on the real estate side of it, when you're, you know, you see all these properties, sometimes do you see these properties and you think, man, I really want this. I wish I just had a spare, you know, $2 million and I would buy this house and I would buy that. I think I would fall in love with some of these houses that I was showing, frankly. Do you find that happens to you, Lloyd?
I definitely do, right? That's, you really get the itch to want to jump into them, because there are a lot of very nice homes and properties out there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So I mentioned that I did this speech and you were there for What's Your Wow. What is your wow? Is your wow the fact that you made the jump that we talked about, and you went from a career that was, you know, was going on for 4 years, and you decided, man, this is, now I'm jumping into something else, and I think this is the right move. Was that your wow, making that switch?
You know, I think my wow is the company that I work for, Berkshire Hathaway Homes. And because I have so many, I can become a one-stop shop with, because we're part of Berkshire Hathaway, and because we're part of what's called Penn Fed Credit Union, too, which is very unusual for, you know, a realtor to have that. To me, that gives me a lot of flexibility to help my clients, help them where they would find a better mortgage in my house, so to speak. And and there's a lot of other advantages too, that new cars that they can buy through the credit union, that type of thing. So most realtors don't have that to add. And when I put that together, of course, that's separate from me being a realtor, but it sure does help me in provide more services to my clients.
Yeah. All right. I love that. One house, under one house, that does make it easier. Lloyd Bly, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, PenFed Realty, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
They sleep in a coma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They speak in a code I don't understand.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Spend your life with Rich Bandovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So I feel like a parrot, but it's so true. I am overwhelmed by the amount of email that we get on America Tonight. You know, I worked in New York and Dallas and big markets and different times where I was working during the day. Certainly we got email, but nothing like the avalanche of email that I get from all of you listening to America Tonight. And bravo, I appreciate it because it's, I think, something that you think about. A lot of you are downloading America Tonight at GCNLive.com, which is great because you're listening to it at different times of the day if you missed it or you have different schedules and whatnot. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, for the rest of you hearing this for the first time, if you want to unload on something, one event, you want to go deeper into whatever it is that infuriates you, you can send me an email at americatonight.net. On that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Ginny, who says, Kate, did you see Chris Christie the other day when he was on James Fallon show. He is definitely running. And, of course, we already know that. I do have to say this. He does have that Jersey glibness that I kind of like of the funny, where he pokes fun at himself and he's able to poke fun at things that are going on in his life. But I don't think he would make a good president anyway. And I absolutely don't think that he'll get the nomination. So I wonder, is, you know, this about something else? Do you think he could become the VP candidate? Do you think he's somebody that'll be on the same ticket as the person who ultimately wins the nomination for the Republicans? Boy, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I would have said that a year ago. I would have said, well, when he first came out and there wasn't, you know, there were other people talking about, oh, I'm looking down the road at 2016. I'm interested in that. There wasn't a lot of takers then. You know, when Henry Kissinger went to see him and talked him into, hey, you should think about running for president and all that during the whole Mitt Romney stuff and perhaps have run then. There was a lot of excitement about Chris Christie. He was on the cover of a lot of magazines, and people liked his energy and funniness and whatnot. But then people in New Jersey said, well, wait a second, he's not your governor, and you don't know this, this, and this. And then other stories started to happen. The bridge thing happened. So my answer is that I absolutely agree. He doesn't win the nomination. Does he end up as a VP? I don't think so. I don't think he ends up as the VP at all. It depends on who gets it, but I don't think he would have the draw. You think of the areas where you need to really make some noise, and it depends on who gets it as to who the other person is. But like a Marco Rubio, if he doesn't get it, maybe he's on the VP list. I'm not sure. But would he want to be the VP over a senator? It's going to be interesting. It's actually much more fascinating than I thought it originally would be heading toward this next election, because it's really, really wide open. How about this one from Charlie, who says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about some of the security lapses that they found at Bush 1's place at his home? What is going on with the Secret Service, whether they are covering our retired guys or the people who currently occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? There seems to be a big problem with the Secret Service. Yeah, there was a huge story in the Washington Post that where they talked about they had an alarm at Bush's house George H.W. Bush's house, the first one, like you said, and they didn't fix this alarm. They had these repairs that weren't fixed, so there was a broken alarm at the Houston house, and they finally fixed it, but it had been a long time. It was like over a year, and then they also reviewed other things in the main house, and it also had alarms that needed to be fixed. It's like, what do they do? What do they think? They're like regular Americans? Hey, we don't feel like paying for our alarm. Let's just have it, like the signs up, and let's not pay the alarm. I mean, but in all seriousness, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to have an ex-president in two different places where you don't even have the alarm system up. And they said during the period, they had an extra agent who patrolled the property that some of the Secret Service were questioning whether that made up for the absence of any kind of an alarm. They needed technology upgrades and security. And so then, of course, when this happens, then the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, yes, this is one of our top priorities. This is a top priority for the new Secret Service Director, Joe Clancy. Give me a break. I mean, everywhere we turn, there are problems with the Secret Service. To replace a failing system for more than a whole year of an ex-president where you're a sitting target for any nutball? Wow. This is an area where I think Democrats and Republicans can agree. This is ridiculous. I mean, there is such mismanagement with the Secret Service. Joe Clancy, boy, you better just get a list on your desk of every single thing and every single person the Secret Service has to do with and go through it. Have an accountability session. Because there's just more and more that continues to drop. It's crazy. Yes, it's crazy. All right, this one from William, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton absolutely is going to be the nominee for the Dems, which I think is hilarious because I believe that maybe she could have won in 2008, but the Democrats messed her over by pulling in Obama early. I don't think that she wins this election. I don't even know if it's close, and I guess it depends on who the GOP ends up selecting. But also on the Democratic side of things, there is no challenger. There's no sizzle. There's no excitement. There's no one to debate. You think they're going to force Biden to jump into the race just to make it look good? Well, if I'm Joe Biden, I certainly would be not wanting to be in that position. But, you know, it goes back to the whole ego thing. I've said this the other day. Somebody visits you, somebody high up in the party, and they tell you how fabulous you are and how you really do have a shot at it. And, gosh, the party loves you and people like you and you'd make a tremendous president. Your ego starts to swell up and you think of the power that you would, you know, command. And this is the ultimate seat after doing XYZ in politics for so long. And I think people get talked into it. They get excited about it, get talked into it, and so sure, there will be other people that will throw their name into the ring, but there's nobody that gets by Clinton unless Clinton stepped away on her own. If somebody had the goods on Clinton, like not innuendo and not even this book that's coming out, something where they could really, they nailed it with something that you couldn't get around, well then of course, like we've seen with other candidates who dump out of different races, but I don't think they're going to find it. I really don't. I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Then we move on to this one. This one from Alex, who asks a key question. How about this? Loretta Lynch, Kate. I don't know that I would be a fan of hers or not, but I frankly feel like you do for a long time. I remember listening to you years ago, and you said that Eric Holder was a liability, not just to the country, but also to Obama, and you would have pink-slipped him a long time ago. Now he's a lame duck. I say just get this confirmation done and let's go. You know, it's so funny because Loretta Lynch, she's in now. There's no question. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed for it. It's all happening. They got over the hurdle of what was a problem. Human trafficking bill was a huge problem. What was a problem with amendments and things? They were trying to stick to things. Playing politics, and now it's just a done deal. It's a done deal. So it was crazy, though, how long it took for this to happen, because it was over 160 days. So having Eric Holder as the lame duck, I'll say lame duck, but as the attorney general after he resigned for that long of a period is just insanity. It's just insanity, isn't it? All right, how about this one from Chip? Hey, Delaney, I've been listening for a while. I've meant to email you, and every single time, you know how it is, something else gets in the way. So finally I decided I'm just going to send this email, and that's it. So I find that what's happening with healthcare is absolutely appalling in this country. You did a story on your last show where you talked about 11% is the cost that's gone up for most people, out-of-pocket costs, and also for the employers too as well, that on all sides of this everybody was getting hit. And I don't understand that there was so much excitement for the Affordable Care Act, and then we get this dumped on us, and look what's happened. Would things have risen that quickly? I'm going to say no, because even if healthcare costs went up and out-of-pocket money went up, it would have never gotten to this point so quickly. So let's hope that something eases the pain of the burden that we're all feeling when it comes to our health, especially when there's such a great big push to do preventative measures so that we don't all fall apart and get these horrific diseases and things that seem to be multiplying at rapid rates. What do you think? Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. 11% was shocking to hear that, but not surprising, because I've seen it. I've seen what's going on with people being dumped out of employers' roles, and then you're on the plan and you can't believe it because it's so different from what you had in years past. And it's you understand that healthcare costs would go up, but not to the amount, and the deductibles are insane. So the good news was the pre-existing, and for some people who couldn't get healthcare, but not for the middle class, really. That's where the squeeze was on, as I've said many times. All right, that's it for, once again, another edition of Checking Your Mail. Remember, you can always email us, americatonight.net.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armour.com. Come and take it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. Then her spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, as we skid across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight, talking about a couple of things that we kick things off with the money game. Of course, the Clintons deepen the money getting the donations for the PACs, but also having some splaining to do with the Clinton Foundation. That story is dominating everything. And plus the Benghazi committee calling Hillary Clinton to testify twice. She's been called to testify before, and so now it's happening again, and she says she's going to do it. So, you know, and then we've got, sadly, the drone killings of the hostages. But Congressman Pete King says, listen, it's unavoidable, this accidental killing. It's terrible, but it's unavoidable that this happened. You know, often people will get upset over, well, we shouldn't be flying the drones, we shouldn't use drones, and the drones are the problem. Well, we've got to come up with other ways to fight these wars, because U.S. law forbids purposely targeting, of course, American citizens, even if they are members of terrorist groups overseas. So remember that. And, I mean, it's horrible for the relatives, there's no question about it, especially as they were, the American was a hostage taken by Al-Qaeda, and the same with the Italian guy is, as well, but, the president taking a lot of time to go over that, the fact that, sorry that happened, obviously, but the family's, of course, devastated by the news, without a doubt. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. We've got Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
See, you played my theme song.
Bad to the bone. I love that song.
That's me. Okay. I think our little girl Hillary and her little hubby Bill are going to go to jail.
You do. You think this is it?
I read a little bit, and I listened also to Rush today, mm-hmm. and he gave a point-by-point thing of why they are guilty of nothing less than treason. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of other shoes that are going to fall. And our boy, Mr. Obama, better back as far away from them as he can, and even have his new person in charge of dispensing justice with the Justice Department go after Hillary for the violations that she lied to even Obama about the contributions that was being made to this slush fund. And do you know that they only spend 15% of the money that they bring in, and they don't designate it for the charity fund that they have? They keep the money for themselves, and it's spread out through the largesse of the company as salaries for the people that are in it. Plus, 60% goes for other things that need to be taken
yes.
care of. And
yeah.
60% of other things is Chelsea, Bill, and Hillary. And we're talking in the neighborhood of $350 million, which you already know.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
And on the Petraeus thing, Mr. Obama's going to find out that he has no friends in the military. There's going to be some payback on that. Any way they can embarrass him, they will. He's got the CIA that is very upset with him. He's got a whole bunch of people looking for his scalp. And I don't think I'm even going to have to worry about impeachment. I think there may be something else in the works. There's too many people that know too much, and it's going to be a bad day for Jared and Obama before too long. I think all hell's about to break loose, especially with this Hillary debacle. I mean, my God, giving away American uranium to that
the Russian company,
Russian company, that is absolutely tantamount to treason. You do not give aid and comfort to an enemy or even a potential enemy. And Russia has never, never, never been our friend. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's no question that let's find out what more specifics on that. But I think that's a takedown move, except for that they know how to dance around things similar to this. But I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe this is the one time the Clintons get taken down, that this transparency thing doesn't matter, that this is it. They're going down.
Well, there's an old adage in the stock market. It says bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
These pigs are about to go to market.
Yeah. I love that saying, pigs get slaughtered. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, that's all from me, babe.
All right, you have a great weekend. Thanks, Dan. And it's true, pigs get slaughtered. It is a saying. He's right about that. It's funny, one of the sharks, Mr. Wonderful, uses that a lot when he gets upset with some of the deals that people are proposing for their companies, for a piece of their companies. But This is going to be tough for the Clintons. It is. And I think that's why Chelsea Clinton was out front and saying that we're transparent, we're going to be transparent, and now all of a sudden they're doing something different with the taxes. This could be the shift. I still have seen the Clintons in action so much and have seen them really pull out some miracles, some rabbits out of the hat. So you never know. It's certainly possible that this will just, again, be another speed bump. But boy, you say uranium, Russian company, Secretary of State, Clinton Foundation, little murky there, folks. I don't know. How do you dance around that? What is it you can possibly say? How do you pull that off? That you legally, this was fine, and there were no favors done, or the perception of favors anyway. How about this? I didn't even mention this. Three Republicans who a lot of times stand against Obama's foreign policy split Thursday on confirming Loretta Lynch as Attorney General in a Senate vote that came 6 months after her nomination. Arizona Senator John McCain was among 43 Republicans opposed to Lynch. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, they rallied against Lynch's support for Obama's executive amnesty orders and other executive abuses as they see it, and said that right from the get-go, so that's true. McCain said it's the job of the U.S. Attorney General to represent the people of the United States and to do justice. It is not to serve as a policy instrument or cheerleader for the press. We had that with Holder. So it has to stop with this nomination. But Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and a few other jumped in and joined the 56 Democrats to confirm her as the nation's first black female attorney general. Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire is another one of those. Ayotte, and she said, I believe she's clearly qualified, has the necessary experience to serve as attorney general. I wonder if that'll bite her because she's facing re-election in 2016. But their split on the confirmation was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting to see how that went down. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who announced his Republican presidential candidacy last month, was traveling, so he didn't even vote in this. Remember, part of what set this up was a compromise on the trafficking bill, which was reached and approved on Wednesday, so that paved the way pretty much for the Lynch vote. But there were some Republicans who broke ranks and backed Lynch. Mark Kirk from Illinois, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Portman, remember, he was considered to be a presidential contender and at one point. Rob Portman also. And also faces re-election, by the way, in 2016. All right, everybody, make it count, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.